Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. And we are back here.
Hello.
Cordishi and Coit.
It's like we never left.
We never left. That's right. let's go to the calls. 401-737-1287, the phone number. We've got DJ in Fall River wants to talk about Kyrie Irving. Good morning, DJ. You're next on Cordishi and Coit.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, DJ?
When the Celtics end up having their powwow and they go through every player, do you think the Celtics want to re-sign Kyrie if he wanted to stay?
Yes.
I think Danny does, yeah.
You think Rick Grosbeck is going to write a check for $200 million for that guy?
You know what? Here's my feeling. When you say, do the Celtics, I think Danny does. I think if you put Brad Stevens on the truthometer, he'd say no.
He'd say no. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, so, what about the guy that signs the check?
I think that's a great question. I think the guy that signs the check ultimately would defer to his general manager or president of basketball operations and Danny Ainge. But I also heard him do an interview on the other station where he said this was not a likable team. This is a hard team to love.
Yep.
Now, my next question. Do you think Rick Grosbeck would go over the top of Danny Ainge and say, no, 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 I'm not writing a check for $190 million. I'm not doing it.
It's a good question.
It is a good question, DJ. It's tough to say, but I think you would really – that would cause the Parcells-Kraft kind of turmoil in an organization where, you know, you got to
– I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it.
I wouldn't either, but I'll tell you why Rick Grosbeck would. Number one, as I said earlier, I think he will defer to Danny, number one. Number two, I think he also realizes that even if you sign the guy to this contract, you can still move him. You can move him in that contract. If truly you don't feel like it's working out after another year or two,
the contracts would have to match up, too.
And I think if you're going to sign Kyrie, too, I think that's going to start the domino effect, and you're going to make a really hard push for Anthony Davis, and you're going to change the dynamics of this team. And so, yeah, and again, I think Scott's right. I think Wick would defer to Danny. They're going to have a good communication there, but Danny is the guy that makes the basketball decisions, and I think that he would trust him to make the right decision there. And again, it's like Parcells and Kraft. You gotta let him shop for the groceries, sort of thing.
I honestly don't think that Kyrie Irving is Danny Ainge's type of player. I really don't think he is. I don't think he is. He didn't get what he thought he was going to get.
It's a different kind of person. I'm sure he's never had a player like that. We've talked about how we made the trades for Garnett and Allen, and those were different kinds of players.
I love Garnett.
What do you think about the Cavaliers owners saying that?
They killed it in the trade.
We killed it.
Get out of here! Well, that's why the guy's a clown. That's why a guy's a clown running. That's why he's running a clown organization without LeBron James. Killed it in the trade. No. Seriously, Colin Sexton is killing it, huh? At least they got something. Sure, they got something, but killed it. For it with Jay Crowder. I'm sorry. Ante Zizic is killing it in a Kyrie Irving deal. Get out of here with that crap.
I totally agree with that. What a clown.
Oh, what a clown. Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's a good question to bring up, DJ. Thanks for the call. It's a good philosophical, thought, because the way that this year went, it wasn't a likable team. It wasn't.
The bottom line, though, is, with the benefit of hindsight,
yes,
we can say that, it wasn't the great trade for the Celtics we thought it was.
No,
it wasn't. When it was made, right?
No.
When we saw that trade come down, we thought Danny killed it.
But would you do that trade on the spot?
Yes.
Again.
10 times out of 10.
Me too.
Of course. When you look at the talent involved, you would do it. Well,
because of the health, too, of Isaiah Thomas, now that we've seen there the last couple of years with the hip.
Yep. So for those who want to criticize Danny Ainge for the Kyrie Irving move, fine. But that is a trade that if you could do it over again, you would do it every time.
Dan Gilbert, he is such a clown. Yeah. Oh, that's so dumb. Oh, it's so dumb. Oh, sorry. I'm glad you brought that up because it was so stupid when I heard. I think I was watching Stephen A. Smith talk about it too, which is, you know, yelling and screaming.
A couple of quick texts from the 860. Fenner Hill's awesome. Greens are great. It's really tough. Live in Connecticut. Make the drive all the time.
Love it.
From the 508 on College Hoops. Any early info on non-league home opponents for Providence College and Brown? Kevin in East Taunton. I didn't know there was an East Taunton.
Oh, in East Taunton? I'm sure there's a lot of pots of Taunton.
Good question. PC non-conference.
I think I saw Florida this week. I don't know home. I think Kevin was asking about home non-conference. I'm not totally sure on that.
You know what? Why don't we take a break and bring Bill Koch in on the other side and get that info for
you.
We
can talk to Bill
about that.
We'll
take a break. Sure. When we come back, Bill Koch covers college basketball for the Providence Journal. Also covers the Red Sox during the summer months as well. We'll talk to him when Cordishi and Coy continues on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.